USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hope Hicks has ended her private interview with the House Judiciary Committee. President Trump's former communications director testified for nearly 8 hours. California Democrat Ted Lieu says Hicks didn't answer questions about her time in the White House.
Even something as simple as, where is your office located? Objection. It's ridiculous. There's no such thing known as absolute immunity.
Democrats on the panel say they may go to court to challenge the immunity claim. EPA Chief Andrew Wheeler has signed an order easing Obama-era restrictions on coal-fired power plants.
We can't deny the fact that fossil fuels will continue to be a key part of the energy mix both at home and abroad. Coal use is rising worldwide.
The new rule gives states more leeway in deciding whether to require plants to make limited efficiency upgrades. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.